Friday After Ascension Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Go within his gates, giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal, his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God has spoken by his prophets, spoken his unchanging word, each from age to age proclaiming God the One, the righteous Lord. Mid the world's despair and turmoil, one firm anchor holdeth fast. God is King, his throne eternal, God the first and God the last. God has spoken by Christ Jesus, Christ the everlasting Son, brightness of the Father's glory, with the Father ever one. Spoken by the Word incarnate, God of God ere time began, light of light to earth descending, man revealing God to man. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Psalm 37. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Your arrows have sunk deep in me. Your hand has come down upon me. My guilt towers higher than my head. It is a weight too heavy to bear. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. O Lord, you know all my longing. Alleluia. Psalm 37. My wounds are foul and festering, the result of my own folly. I am bowed and brought to my knees. I go mourning all the day long. All my frame burns with fever. All my body is sick, spent and utterly crushed. I cry aloud in anguish of heart. O Lord, you know all my longing. My groans are not hidden from you. My heart throbs, my strength is spent. The very light has gone from my eyes. My friends avoid me like a leper. Those closest to me stand afar off. Those who plot against my life lay snares. Those who seek my ruin speak of harm, planning treachery all the day long. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, you know all my longing. Alleluia. I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not forsake me, my Saviour. Alleluia. Psalm 37. But I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the dumb unable to speak. I am like a man who hears nothing, in whose mouth is no defence. I count on you, O Lord. It is you, Lord God, who will answer. I pray, do not let them mock me, those who triumph if my foot should slip. For I am on the point of falling, and my pain is always before me. I confess that I am guilty, and my sin fills me with dismay. My wanton enemies are numberless, and my lying foes are many. They repay me evil for good, and attack me for seeking what is right. O Lord, do not forsake me. My God, do not stay far off. Make haste and come to my help. O Lord, my God, my Saviour. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not forsake me, my Saviour. Alleluia. Heaven and earth, rejoice, O Christ. Alleluia. Because you have risen from the dead. Alleluia. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 22. So far, the people had listened to Paul, but now they began to shout, "Rid the earth of this man, he is not fit to live." They were yelling, waving their cloaks and throwing dust in the air, and so the tribune had them brought into the fortress and ordered him to be examined under the lash to find out the reason for the outcry against him. But when they had strapped him down, Paul said to the centurion on duty, "Is it legal for you to flog a man who is a Roman citizen and has not been brought to trial?" When he heard this, the centurion went and told the tribune, "Do you realize what you are doing?" he said. "This man is a Roman citizen." So the tribune came and asked him, "Tell me, are you a Roman citizen?" "I am," Paul said. The tribune replied, "It cost me a large sum to acquire this citizenship." "But I was born to it," said Paul. Then those who were about to examine him hurriedly withdrew, and the tribune himself was alarmed when he realized that he had put a Roman citizen in chains. The next day, since he wanted to know what precise charge the Jews were bringing, he freed Paul and gave orders for a meeting of the chief priests and the entire Sanhedrin. Then he brought Paul down and stood him in front of them. Paul looked steadily at the Sanhedrin and began to speak. "My brothers, to this day I have conducted myself before God with a perfectly clear conscience." At this, the high priest Ananias ordered his attendants to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, "God will surely strike you, you whitewashed wall. How can you sit there to judge me according to the law and then break the law by ordering a man to strike me?" The attendant said, "It is God's high priest you are insulting." Paul answered, "Brothers, I did not realize it was the high priest, for Scripture says you must not curse a ruler of your people." Now Paul was aware that one section was made up of Sadducees and the other Pharisees. So he called out to the Sanhedrin, "Brothers, I am a Pharisee and the son of a Pharisee. It is for our hope in the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial." As soon as he said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and Sadducees, and the assembly was split between the two parties. For the Sadducees say there is neither resurrection nor angel nor spirit, while the Pharisees accept all three. The shouting grew louder, and some of the scribes from the Pharisees' party stood up and protested strongly, "We find nothing wrong with this man. Suppose a spirit has spoken to him, or an angel." Feeling was running high, and the tribune, afraid that they would tear Paul to pieces, ordered his troops to go down and haul him out and bring him into the fortress. Next night, the Lord appeared to him and said, "Courage, You have borne witness for me in Jerusalem. Now you must do the same in Rome. Responsory from Acts 23. The Lord said to Paul, "Take courage, for as you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must bear witness also in Rome." Alleluia. That they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by me, so you must bear witness also at Rome. Alleluia. Second reading from a sermon of St. Leo the Great, Pope. At Easter, beloved brethren, it was the Lord's resurrection which was the cause of our joy. Our present rejoicing is on account of his ascension into heaven. With all due solemnity, we are commemorating that day on which our poor human nature was carried up in Christ above all the host of heaven, above all the ranks of angels, beyond the highest heavenly powers, to the very throne of God the Father. It is upon this ordered structure of divine acts that we have been firmly established, so that the grace of God may show itself more marvellously when, in spite of the withdrawal from men's sight of everything that is rightly felt to command their reverence, faith does not fail, hope is not shaken, charity does not grow cold. For such is the power of great minds, such is the light of truly believing souls, that they put unhesitating faith in what is not seen with the bodily eye. They fix their desires on what is beyond sight. Such fidelity could never be born in our hearts, nor could anyone be justified by faith if our salvation lay only in what was visible. And so our Redeemer's visible presence has passed into the sacraments. Our faith is nobler and stronger because sight has been replaced by a doctrine whose authority is accepted by believing hearts enlightened from on high. This faith was increased by the Lord's ascension and strengthened by the gift of the Spirit. It would remain unshaken by fetters and imprisonment, exile and hunger, fire and ravening beasts, and the most refined tortures ever devised by brutal persecutors. Throughout the world, women, no less than men, tender girls as well as boys, have given their life's blood in the struggle for this faith. It is a faith that has driven out devils, healed the sick, and raised the dead. Even the blessed apostles, though they had been strengthened by so many miracles and instructed by so much teaching, took fright at the cruel sufferings of the Lord's passion and could not accept his resurrection without hesitation. Yet they made such progress through his ascension that they now find joy in what had terrified them before. They were able to fix their minds on Christ's divinity as he sat at the right hand of his Father, since what was presented to their bodily eyes no longer hindered them from turning all their attention to the realization that he had not left his Father when he came down to earth, nor had he abandoned his disciples when he ascended into heaven. The truth is that the Son of Man was revealed as Son of God in a more perfect and transcendent way once he had entered into his Father's glory. He now began to be indescribably more present in his divinity to those from whom he was further removed in his humanity. A more mature faith enabled their minds to stretch upwards to the Son in his equality with the Father. it no longer needed contact with Christ's tangible body, in which, as man, he is inferior to the Father. For while his glorified body retained the same nature, the faith of those who believed in him was now summoned to heights where, as the Father's equal, the only begotten Son is reached not by physical handling, but by spiritual discernment. Responsory. We have a high priest who sits at the right of the throne of the divine majesty in heaven. Let us come near to God, then, with a sincere heart and a sure faith, with heart made clean and guilty conscience purified. Alleluia. Let us hold on firmly to the hope we profess, because we can trust God to keep his promise. Let us come near to God, then, with a sincere heart and a sure faith, with heart made clean and guilty conscience purified. Alleluia. Let us pray. Lord God, you restore us to eternal life by our Saviour's resurrection. Place us at your right hand, where he is enthroned with you. You gave us a new birth in baptism. Clothe us in the garment of eternal happiness when Christ comes in his glory, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.